This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for choosing to be with me on the radio program called Auto World. We've got lots in store. In this hour, we're going to be joined by our regular contributor. He is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. He's also worked in the U.S. Navy and on the nuclear propulsion side of things, and one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. So Dan Watson is standing by. We're getting a lot of emails from Dan over the weeks, and we'd like to thank you for that. You can email Dan anytime, danwatson@theloopage.com, or you can shoot an email to me, bob@autoworldradio.com. Why don't we do that one? bob@autoworldradio.com. And now I'd like to remind folks that Mackenzie's behind the board, ready, able, and willing to take your calls. And you can just dial us up anywhere, toll free, 855-660-4261. Now we go to the guest lines and bring forth our regular contributor when it comes to all things lubrication, one of the leading experts in synthetics. It's my pleasure to welcome Dan Watson back. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bob, and I thought it was interesting when you said Mackenzie was manning the board, because, yes, as you know, being a Central Floridian, our school out here, our university, Mackenzie Milton, is the star quarterback, and I hadn't actually heard anybody else name Mackenzie, and then as soon as I say that, then all of a sudden you're telling me there's somebody right there that you know that's named Mackenzie, so I guess it's not that unique of a name after all.
Well, it's still pretty unique. This is my first exposure to a Mackenzie, so they're an elite group, I guess that's what we should say.
Yeah, I guess so. But everything is going well, and as you know, we may actually break our hot weather spell we've had for, about 6 months of summer. Yeah. I think it's time for it to get over.
I think so, too. It's been a very warm and rainy period in our neck of the woods here in Central Florida. But I heard somebody over the weekend saying things are going to break soon. Well, that will be good news for lots of folks. But one thing that isn't good news, I was filling up my car this week, and once again, the price of gas is up. And it's not only gasoline, but it's also driving the cost of oils and lubricants. They seem to be moving up. What is driving up the costs of oils and lubricants, Dan?
Well, you know, it's sort of a complex question, because normally we just say, well, the cost of crude oil goes up, right? But actually, if you kind of look at this both for gasoline and for lubricants, is crude oil is not at any all-time high right now, in the $70 a barrel range in that area. And we've had, within the past 5 years, where oil was $140 a barrel at one time, twice as much, and the lubricants didn't cost as much then as it costs now. And gasoline, though, was close to $4 a gallon, and now it's running $2.75 or so, at least here in Central Florida. So I think you have to sort of step back and look at this from two directions. One is that always the cost of the constituents, the crude oil, has to be refined. That's going to have a direct effect upon final pricing. But it's just one of the factors. Other factors would be if you see that a large energy company, oil company, is being squeezed on one end a little bit because they would like to get more for their crude oil, and they're not getting quite as much for that as they'd like to. Well, then sometimes they push over into their finished products, and those get bumped up a little bit to make up for the difference so that you can have the overall profitability where that company wants to be. And that's just seems like a cruel part of marketing and business, but it's true. Companies that are multifaceted with drilling and pulling oil out of the ground, well, they expect to get a certain return, and if it's costing them more to extract that oil, yet they're not able to sell it for exactly the amount they'd like to sell it for, then another branch of the company, it would be their fuels, gasolines, and then a portion of that would be lubricants, and then a big company like Mobil will also have Mobil Chemical Corporation, which is another giant chemical company, which, folks, chemical companies, a big part of what they use are oils and natural gases and ethylene gases to make a lot of the things that they make in their chemicals. So it is a big, big business, and to tie down just one aspect of it for why the price has increased is difficult to do, because you'll see crude starting to drop, and yet you won't see the prices of the finished products dropping right away. And then they may start to drop some, and then you see just a bump up in crude, and they shoot up past where they were before. So a lot of it is in the marketing side, not in the manufacturing side or the refining side. Now, when it comes to lubricating oil specifically, what would be a good quick shot lesson for our listeners to understand is that when you manufacture a lubricating oil, for example, an engine oil, 5W30, 5W20, 0W20, whatever you're making, a portion of that oil, let's say in that quart of oil, there's going to be so much of it that was just the refined petroleum-based stock or the synthetic-based stock. And that's just a portion of the cost. Because the next part is you have to actually put additives, chemicals in that oil to tailor it that it's going to go in an internal combustion engine. Those additives will cost usually more. They'll cost definitely more than the petroleum-based stock, and they will usually cost equal to or more than a high-grade synthetic-based stock. So we have to look at the fact that when you see lubricating oil go up in price, it can be just as much from the cost of the chemical additives that go in the oil as it can be for a change in the either petroleum or synthetic base oil price. And that's, you know, unfortunate, because I know in the AMSOIL synthetic oil that this is a company that doesn't refine oil. It has to buy all of its constituent parts from other people. So when you have true chemical-based synthetics, if the chemical companies are raising prices, you're almost double-ended, because you've got the cost of the base going up because of increased price in chemicals, and the price of the additives going into the oil because of increased price in the additives. So it can be interesting why the prices go up different for some synthetics than they do for others. And then at the same time, if you're a company like Valvoline, which is a blender, they don't refine any oil. They have to deal with this exact same thing. All of their constituents come from other manufacturers that make them and then sell them to them, and then they blend it together to make oil. So some companies are affected in different ways because of the finished product they make. But in every case, it's a combination of the base product changing price and the chemistry of the additive changing price.
That makes a whole lot of sense. When we come back on the other side, we've got Tim in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and Room for You at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DynoVite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just 3 of the thousands of 5-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The questions are coming in. We have room for lots more, so email me up, Dan, directly, dan@thelupage.com, or me, Bob, at autoworldradio.com. Or if you want to dial up and say hello to our producer, Mackenzie, 855-660-4261. Here's a question out of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Tim writes, I'm a little bit confused on octane and C-tane. Could you explain these items? It's a good question.
Well, it is, because most people might not even have ever heard of C-tane, but we'll get to them both. Octane is a rating on gasoline, and when you drive up to the pump at the gas station, you'll see that they'll have some octanes listed as usually something like the standard regular will be about 87 octane, and then you can have some super regular at 89 octane, and then you can have some mid-grade at 90 octane, and maybe 91, it depends upon what they're calling it, and then you can have some premium or high test, which would be at, say, 93 octane. And why do they have those ratings and why are they important? Well, octane is actually, the higher the octane number, the less explosive, I use that term on purpose, explosive the gasoline. And you want, contrary to what might seem apparent, is that you do not want the gasoline to detonate. What that means is that it just blows up. What you're looking for it to do is rapidly burn. You say, well, what's the difference? Well, it's a lot of difference when you're actually looking at it from a combustion standpoint. When that piston is coming up and compressing that mixture of gasoline and air and that spark plug ignites, it sets off the gasoline to react with the oxygen in that air to actually burn. Now, if it could do it all in one instant, let's say 1 microsecond, that's 1 millionth of a second, if it could all do it that fast, then I would have a maximum pressure pulse and the piston would start down and it would immediately the pressure would be dropping off rapidly. On the other hand, if I could get that burn to last some milliseconds, which would be 1,000th of a second instead of 1 millionth of a second, I would have an expanding pressure gradient for enough time that the piston would have already started down, and as the volume was expanding inside the cylinder, the fuel mixture would still be pushing it down. Okay, so that's one aspect of it. Now, the other aspect is that I got to get the fuel to at least burn and burn efficiently, so I can't have an octane rating that's so high that I don't even burn all the fuel. So the point is, I got to find a sweet spot. I got to have octane at a level which will give me a good expansive burn, and yet the fuel will be, call it, ignitable enough that it will burn it all and burn it thoroughly and give me all the power out of that fuel. So, you know, the guys that manufacture the engines, they perfect this stuff, and for you motorheads out there, it has to do obviously with the timing, because when I set that volume off will make a lot of difference in how well the fuel burns. Now, when I have lower octane, in a lot of cases I tend to retard the timing, meaning that I might actually set the mixture off after the piston's already reached the top and it's already starting to go down. A lot of times with higher octane, like 93, 95, 97 octane, I will advance the timing so that the spark plug is going off before I reach top of the piston. So this gets complicated, and there's just terrific guys out there that mess with this, but the octane rating is designed into your car. there's what they call a knock sensor that's in the car, and it's looking for a certain knock that takes place in the engine, which means that, and that'll happen because you're running a lower octane fuel, like 87 or 85. If that knock sensor doesn't hear that knock, then the computer gets kind of crazy looking for it and can cause all kinds of unknown adjustments in your fuel air mixture that you're not interested in. So it's important to run the correct octane. Now, it is true that some engines will run better on a slightly higher octane than what they came rated in their manual. And to tell you the truth, a lot of that is because sometimes the octane rating that's on the pump depends upon how you rate it. You may be within a couple of points, but it may be on the low side. So when you go up to the next one, all of a sudden you're really at the octane that the designers made your car for. So you can figure that out based on how well your car runs on the gasoline in your area and the particular station that you buy it from and that kind of stuff. But octane is a measure of how slow the fuel will burn. The higher the octane, the slower the burn. All right, now we move over to cetane. God knows that if it wasn't for these terms, we could never get confused, okay? But they can confuse us. Cetane in diesel is the opposite. In a diesel engine, I am bringing my piston up and I'm reaching very high pressure. Well, under high pressure, air gets extremely hot. So what happens is I bring that piston up maybe with a 20-to-1 compression, 18, 25, whatever the designer had. And then at that very high compression, my injector injects at a very high pressure. It injects diesel into that hot air mixture. Well, it's gonna burn. The question is, how quickly will it burn? Cetane is just the opposite of octane. It says, hey, when we have this situation, will this diesel even be set off in that hot air when you squirt it in there, when the injector fires it in there? And cetane tells us how quickly or how well it will ignite, almost like an ignition measurement. The lower the cetane, the poorer the performance of the fuel. Okay. So it's different than gasoline, and it's important because all of these very high performance turbo diesels and things that you can buy now, they got to get a good cetane rating somewhere around 45. And unfortunately, in some places, especially down here, Bob, in Florida, in the dead of winter, sometimes the fuel companies start dumping some lower quality diesel down south because it won't do too well with real cold weather. So anyway, I'll finish it up quickly when we come back from the break.
We'll be right back after more messages. This is Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The earliest the government shutdown could end is Thursday, but incoming White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday he expects it to last much longer because of Nancy Pelosi's effort to be House Speaker.
I think she's now in that unfortunate position of being beholden to her left wing, to where she cannot be seen as agreeing with the president on anything until she, after she's Speaker. If that's the case, again, I think there's a chance we go into the next Congress.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells CNN's State of the Union he's proud of the president for pulling troops out of Syria.
The president said when we went into Syria very clearly, we're going to defeat ISIS. That was our goal. Then all these people who believe in forever war changed the goal. They changed the goalpost. They started saying, oh, we're going to stay there until Iran and Russia leave. It's like, that means we're staying forever.
Paul says a complicated diplomatic solution will still be needed to resolve the situation in Syria involving Russia, Turkey, among others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Ken Watson with us is our regular contributor when it comes to lubrication and Ann's oil dealer for more than a quarter of a century, one of the largest in all of the U.S. If you're listening on any of our live stations or tape delay stations in Florida, be sure and sit down and take a good whiff of this, because there's a lot of great information that Dan has put together in this latest guide. And as we were talking about cetane and octane, a couple of people emailed me in between and still don't understand the two different gases, are they not, Dan?
Well, octane is just a rating for, you could rate any burnable fuel, liquid fuel, with an octane rating. It's just a rating of how fast that fuel will burn, okay? And then cetane is a rating specifically for diesel. You could have a cetane rating for kerosene since it's in the same family. But cetane is a rating of how easily it will ignite. Did you know that you can, if you had a fully vented, completely vented bucket with diesel oil in it, that you could throw a lit match into it and it usually won't do anything? But if you had a bucket full of gasoline and you threw the lit match in, it would ignite quickly because the vapor would light off. So the question is, how do I know on my diesel that it's going to quickly ignite like I want it to? And that's the cetane rating. So cetane ratings go up to about 55. That's all on their scale that we're going to see with stuff. But the thing for the listener to understand just straight out is octane is a rating that tells you the higher the octane, the slower the rate of burn of the gasoline. And you want that. In a gasoline engine, you want to avoid detonation, which is like a little explosion goes off and all your fuel is just instantaneously burned. You don't want that. That would cause severe stresses and rattling and banging. But if you get a nice burn, and I say burn, we're talking about in the world of things very small time spans. We're talking about, 5,000th of a second, okay, versus 1,000,000th of a second for an explosion. And in cetane, we're simply talking about, hey, I want to get this stuff, when I squirt that diesel in that very hot air, I just want it to ignite, okay? And so I got to know that it's going to do that, so I use a cetane rating to do that. Other than that, you get into some deeper chemistry, which is no time to do that over the air here, but when somebody pulls up to the pump and they see those octane ratings, they're going to know their car is designed to use that 87, put that 87 in it. Many times you will actually be counterproductive by buying a higher octane fuel than what is rated for your car. And when you go to diesel, most of the time you can experiment a little with your diesel, especially your turbo diesels. You might get an improved fuel economy with a higher octane number one diesel over a lower octane number two, but maybe not. So it's a lot of extra money for maybe no particular increase in the return for what you spent. So I think we'll let it go with that and move on to the next question, Bob. If you're ready to go to the next question.
Yeah, sure am. So, Dan, I lost the feed there for a moment. We're with Gary in Warren, Pennsylvania. Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay. Gary writes, cold weather is coming and I don't expect to ride my Harley much for the last 3 months. What is the best procedure for the bike sitting for this time in the garage?
Well, here's what would be, I think, a good procedure. And first off, you ought to, just before the bike sits up for this time, change your engine oil before the bike goes into this low-use era. And use one of the premium motorcycle oils. There's a couple that come from Amsoil, and the reason I recommend them is because they have actual excellent rust inhibitor and corrosion protection capabilities, because that's what we're talking about here. The bike's going to sit up. You want the inside of the engine to stay pristine clean, and you don't want any rust forming. So if it gets all coated well with this premium synthetic motorcycle oil from Amsoil, it's going to be like you preserved it, okay? Now, that being the case, I still think it's a good idea for you to get that bike. If there's a ventilated area, you can open the garage door or something and back it out just a little bit in the middle of the day and run that bike for about 30 minutes once a month just to really get everything all lubricated up again and coated and covered, and bring the bike all the way up to where it's up to its full temperature. Should be done in about 30 minutes, and then take it back in and park it again. And that's, I think, all you have to do is change the oil before the inactive period starts. Maybe that's November for you, and you change it all in November. And then you take it through the winter by starting it up once a month and run it for 30 minutes. And then when you start riding it in the spring, if you used that excellent premium Amsoil synthetic, you don't have to change your oil now in the spring. You just keep going because it'll last you, unless you're a real high mileage guy, it'll last you about another 5,000 miles over the riding months of the summer and the spring, summer, and fall. And you'll be in good shape to start again as it gets cold and you decide to put the bike up. So that's my best recommendation for that.
Yes, that's for certain. No question about it. And as my audio keeps fading in and out here a little bit, let's go to another question. This one is a question from Ocala, Florida. And Mike writes from Ocala, my car requires a oat antifreeze. What is an oat? O, capital O, capital A, capital T.
Hey, it's a good question. That's called an OAT. And an OAT coolant or antifreeze, that stands for organic acid technology. Wow, we've defined it. Big term. What does it mean? It's not all that crazy what it means, but what is important to understand is that the chemistry there in an organic acid is special. Mm-hmm. And so it means that almost all the new cars have some type of organic acid technology antifreeze. The days of the old good Prestone, right? Yeah. Prestone antifreeze that was green. And that was a sulfide type fluid, meaning that its primary constituent of anti-corrosion and keeping everything good was its sulfur-based additives that did that. Those were not organic acid technology. So the important thing to remember is that if you have a very old vehicle, it would be best, if you're going to go with one of these new antifreezes, to flush that old vehicle completely out, get it all cleaned out, then you could come in with an organic acid technology. But if you're running a car already that requires one of these OATs, then you got to make sure that when you buy antifreeze to put in it, that it's compatible. Now, there is these terms. There is a antifreeze that we'll refer to as a POAT, with the P standing for poly, meaning poly organic acid technology. And what that means, poly meaning many, means it's compatible with any of the OATs. So that's what you really most of the time need to look for, is a POAT, so that you won't go wrong for your car.
Very good. Hang with us, and we're going to have lots more coming after, up after this quick break. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in pace? That story is true. I'm here to say that I was driving
Auto World, as we do each and every week in this hour, where we've opened the hood and we've invited our go-to guy, Dan Watson, CEO of theloupage.com, to give us some tips and to tell all of us, because I learn some from Dan every week, about oil and about AMSOIL. And right now we're talking about a listener in Florida with a 2003 Ford Power Stroke Diesel and a 2017 Ford Power Stroke Diesel. And he wants to know, can he run the same diesel oil in both? Ford is actually going to come out with a V6 diesel for 2018 as well. So there'll be even more in the mix.
Yeah, that's beautiful music to my ears. I'm a real diesel guy looking at these, the performance of diesels and how well they do, especially turbo diesels. And when you get down to small turbo diesels, I know, even though Volkswagen, shot themselves in the foot with some of their shenanigans, but still, you drive around in a Volkswagen turbo diesel and you get anywhere, depending upon the vehicle and how you drive it, from say 42 to 48 miles per gallon. And anybody that has one of those little cars will tell you that when you step on it and the turbo kicks in, you think you got yourself a little rocket there. It takes off. So diesel engines are powerful. They utilize the fueled to a greater extent. There's more actual energy density within diesel than there is in gasoline, so you can extract a little more energy out of it. And due to the high compression in the engines, you get more power and you get great low-end torque in diesel engines. So they're a terrific engine. I think that where they really missed the grade is they wanted to make a real true hybrid, put a small turbo diesel in a hybrid with an electric hybrid system and see if you can't stretch yourself out to 100 miles per gallon without much trouble. But anyway, I'm off the subject here. Talking about these two Ford Power Strokes, the first one in 2003 did not have a diesel particulate filter. 2007, they started putting the diesel particulate filter in the exhaust. Well, I can put this fine filter in the exhaust. Anybody can imagine you can put a filter in an air duct. Okay? Think of your air conditioning unit at home. Put the filter in, you run it so long it gets clogged up. What do? You go in, you take that filter out, throw it away, and you put another one on. Well, that's not practical with a diesel particulate filter. It's a welded-in portion of your exhaust.
Sure.
So the question was, how am I going to clean all this carbon out of this filter that I've collected, this fine soot that I've collected on the substrate in this filter? How am I going to clean this stuff out? Well, they figured out that you can actually burn that carbon up, okay? But you're going to have to create basically a fire inside this diesel particulate filter that burns all this residual carbon out and gives you a clean filter to start over again. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, I got something to do it with. I already have a tank full of diesel. How can I put some diesel in that filter so that it will basically catch on fire and burn up all of that fine soot, give me a clean start, and we'll go again? That's called a regeneration cycle when that's done. So in that older vehicle, that 2003, none of this had to take place. But in the newer vehicle, we got very sophisticated about how we do it. And so this exhaust change in this diesel exhaust system created in 2007 that I needed to reformulate the oil to be different, because I'm going to ask the oil to absorb a lot of soot, and that oil is going to have to actually perform in a lot of areas at a higher level than it did for the 2003 vehicle. So we came out with a revision, and it was called CJ4 instead of CI4 Plus, which was in the 2003. So we had a modification, and we went a few years, and then we modified the exhaust again. And we put this urea tank in the exhaust. Okay, folks out there, I know it aggravates you if you have a urea tank. You got to buy this stuff, got to pour it in the urea tank. You pat that urea tank on your diesel and say thank you very much, because it has changed the way we get that diesel back in. Well, not in all of them. In some, it changed the way they put the diesel back. But what it did mostly was it reduced the amount of exhaust gas recirculation in that diesel engine, which is just choking it down. So if you have a urea tank, the EGR has been really lowered. Your engine can run now with more power, more efficiency, and greater fuel economy than the ones that didn't have, that had a DPF but did not have a urea tank. You guys out there with the diesels, you know what I'm talking about here. You understand this lingo. It's a little bit complex for other people. But in 2017, came out with the next version of diesel oil, which is called CK4. Now, the CK4 made some improvements from the CJ4 to make a better formula to deal with all these exhaust situations in these diesel engines, okay? So, CK4 is the current rating, and that CK4 is backward compatible. It will, in fact, substitute for the CI4 Plus that you used in the 2003. Now, that being said, if you have a 2003 Power Stroke and you can still get genuine CI4 Plus rated oil that does not carry either CJ4 or CK4, that's what I would recommend to you if it were my 2003 Power Stroke. And why? Because that oil that was made for the 2003, the CI4 Plus heavy-duty diesel oil, has a larger or greater amount of zinc and phosphorus in it than the newer ones, because see, in 2007 they also put catalytic converters in, so we now have a particulate filter, a catalytic converter, and a urea reaction tank in what they call the SCR exhaust systems on these trucks. See, this is stuff that's gotten so complicated. But that older truck didn't have any of that. So the CI4 Plus was a very heavy-duty, highly additized engine oil made for those applications. And so in the AMSO world, we continue to sell an oil that many, many diesel owners are familiar with. It's called AMSO's heavy-duty diesel and marine engine oil. And it is a CI4 Plus heavy-duty fleet quality oil. It's rated as a marine engine oil because it has actual chemical rust inhibitor to make it better at rust control than the average oil. So we still sell that because people still demand it, and they buy tons of it. But if you go out to the auto parts store and you look for a CI4 Plus oil, what you're going to find is that it's going to list CI4 Plus, CJ4, and CK4, and it's going to say that, those are all met by that requirement. Now, what you need to understand is that both the CJ4 and the CK4 have limits on the amount of zinc and phosphorus they can have in those oils in order to protect from any carryover that could damage the catalytic converter. So if you run that in your older engine, that's fine. It is compatible. It will run. It just doesn't have as much zinc and phosphorus in it as that older formula had for that older Power Stroke engine. So I would continue to run that, but you're not going to be able to find CI4 Plus by itself, that's the maximum rating the oil carries in many places. But if you're looking for a high-quality synthetic that is still limited to CI4 Plus rating, AMSO carries that. It's called Heavy Duty Diesel and Marine Engine Oil. Excellent oil for those diesels. Now, coming forward, the new AMSO Max Protection diesel oil that is CK4 rated, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is where you could use CK4 to cover the CI4 Plus and not be worried about it, because in this AMSO Max Protection oil, you just have to read the information on it. It has six times the protection quality by a Detroit measurement, Detroit diesel measurement that was created as a standard, and that standard, let's say, is one. Well, AMSO would be a six. It has six times the protection stent that's required by the standard in this Max Protection oil. It is the most amazing formula they've come out with yet, and you just can't beat it. It is bulletproof, incredible formulation that's been put together, and it's one of the best oils that AMSO's ever produced, and it's in their new CK4 rated diesel engine oil. So I know I spent a little extra time on that, but if you really want to know something about that diesel particulate filter, go to YouTube, type in Dan Watson, look at my YouTubes that are available, and you'll find one that has been viewed thousands, not thousands and thousands of times. It's about the diesel particulate filter system. That's it for me, Dan Watson.
Great job as usual, my friend. Talk with you next week, same time, same place. Email up with your questions, Bob at AudibleRadio.com or Dan Watson at TheLoomPage.com. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.